Hello, my name is Cannon Cox, and today me and my partner Ashlyn Heritage will be interviewing Hoi Le from Vietnam. This interview is taking place at Tulsa Community College's Northeast Campus. Now, let's begin. First question. When did you move to the United States?
I moved in the United States on last year in on February.
All right. 18. What was it like in Vietnam before you left?
I'm sorry.
What was it like in Vietnam?
What do I like?
Yeah.
About the food, and Vietnam is near the beach, beside the beach. That's why many play beautiful.
And what city did you live in?
Ho Chi Minh City.
All right.
How big is that city? Is it a lot bigger than Tulsa, do you think? Or is it kind of the same type of...
Bigger, a little bit.
A little bit bigger?
It's about 7 million people living here.
Wow. Yeah.
A little bigger. Yeah.
That's definitely bigger.
It's huge compared to Tulsa. It's crazy. Did you have any family back in Vietnam? Like, stay there?
Yeah, I have one uncle still live in Vietnam.
Okay.
Just only one uncle.
So who's here with you?
I live here with my aunt, my uncle, and two aunts. One uncle, my grandparents, and my mom.
Okay. So you don't have any siblings?
What siblings?
Brother, sister?
Oh, no, I'm only the child.
Okay.
So do you think your uncle will move here as well, or do you think he'll stay in Vietnam?
I think he will move here.
Eventually?
Yeah.
Does your family like it here more?
I don't know.
What are some of the main differences between Tulsa and Vietnam? Transportation and stuff.
In Vietnam, the traffic is crowded.
Crazy.
Yeah, crazy. Every time, and the air is pollution. And the people they very near beside together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so it's a lot less crowded here.
Yeah. And in the Tulsa, they live private, that is separately, and the traffic is more better than Vietnam, and the air is...
I bet, I can barely drive here.
It's fresh.
Do you drive in Vietnam, or what type of transportation is it?
The main transition is motorbike.
Okay, that's cool.
Do you have a motorcycle here? Have you thought about bringing one here, or buying one?
No, I want to.
You should, they're fun.
My mom doesn't allow me to buy it.
Yeah, me either.
But I really want it.
I got one, maybe you can ride mine.
So, how do you get around here in Tulsa?
I drive my car.
Okay.
With my uncle, sometimes with my mom.
Okay.
How was the first week of y'all coming here? Like, was it overwhelming? Or do you just kind of...
I feel very tired, and I sleep everywhere and every time.
Nice.
That's the way to do it.
Sounds like me on the weekends. Nice. What were some of the main challenges, like, that you had to change coming here from Vietnam? Like, daily routines and all that?
What do you mean the change?
Like, was it a lot harder here to do... like your everyday things, like go to the grocery store and order food, go to restaurants.
Yeah. The most difficult is the language, the English.
Yeah.
I sometimes do be nervous and shy to say order food or buy something. And what else? I think that's the most difficult with me.
Yeah, definitely language. What was the main reason you enrolled to learn English? Just because you needed it?
What?
You took this class.
I took this class because I just passed the TOEFL test.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
that's
that's
nice.
Why I had to take 5 classes this semester, and maybe next year I will go to college.
Okay. So do you have any ideas of where you want to go to college or a type of college?
The major.
Yeah, what kind of major, or if you plan on going to a university or...
I think I will study about
engineering
era.
Nice.
Maybe through 2 or 3 years after, I will go to the university.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That's smart. So what was kind of your background of learning English? Did you learn it in school in Vietnam, or have you started learning it here?
I started when I sixth grade.
Okay.
But in Vietnam, they just focus on the grammar and
yes.
vocabulary, not
mm-hmm.
speak and listen too much.
Okay.
That's why when I came here, my English need better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
I can practice more.
Right.
So it was more on like the grammar and how to write and stuff, not really speaking back and
yeah.
forth. Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Do on the paper.
And I heard the TOEFL test was hard. Was it hard?
Yes. I get it very close for 60 enough.
I don't know if I could take it. I'm not very good.
Yeah. I think it'd be very difficult.
Is the classroom experience here a lot different than in Vietnam, like your English class?
The classroom?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I
assume it'd be different with different languages going back and forth?
You mean the classroom?
In here, yeah. At TCC.
Different which one?
Or how are they different from each other?
Oh. In my country, right?
Yeah.
My country is similar to this. They go straight, but go to the top and go to the back.
Okay, so there's a bunch of rows?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the teacher in the front, but in here, they go to together maybe 4 or 5 people in the table,
mm-hmm.
and they go to the group with each other, and they do a lot of together with the group,
yeah.
not separate.
Mm-hmm.
It's true.
Is it normally separate? Is that how it was in Vietnam, doing not so much group work?
Yeah, but sometimes they do
sometimes.
The group, but at home, not
okay.
in the school.
Yes.
Can you explain some of the key differences between Vietnamese and English? Like
the languages?
Yeah, the language barrier, and like, so a Vietnamese sentence would be?
What Vietnamese sentence?
Yeah, just like, what's different about learning English? Because like in Spanish,
mm-hmm.
there's different genders and saying all that different stuff. Like, how would Vietnamese be different than English?
Oh, the Vietnamese, they say, they talk to each other, they not go straight. They talk about around and they will go to the main idea after that. But in the English,
mm-hmm.
we go straight when
all
we
right.
begin.
Okay. I have a question about Vietnamese. So do you guys have characters, or what are your letters or alphabet kind of? What do you use to write in your writing?
Yeah, we write about the character. Sometimes we writing about some work, about some person say about that. And maybe some story.
Okay. So did you have a job back in Vietnam?
Yeah, I had one job.
What was it?
I worked in the convenience store.
Okay.
But 1 month. And in that store, we lost many stuff because the people go in the rob it.
Oh, wow.
That's
so...
why I had to buy my money for them. That's why I quit the job.
Yeah, so did you ever experience, so you experienced robberies happening.
Yeah.
So that's kind of scary, right?
Yes.
How did that make you feel?
Oh, they just go in and I feel they do the sneaky, not go in the street.
Okay. So, do you have a job now, and is it similar to that?
No, when I came here, I go to the what is it called, the nail shop.
Okay.
And I do in there.
Okay, that's neat.
You're fun. Like, what do you do there? Like, what's the main thing you do at your job?
Right now.
Mm-hmm.
I do some like the nail tech. Maybe the pedicure and manicure.
Mm.
Now I'm training to do the powder.
Nice.
So how do they teach you how to do that? Did you know that before you came here, or did you apply for the job and learn how to do it?
I have to go to learning in the, what is it called?
Cosmetology?
The state bar or the school.
Okay.
To learn that.
Okay.
And I get a degree to
do it. So you've done that in the past year?
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive.
Have you noticed like cultural differences about the people here in Tulsa? Like, you'll just be walking past people in the grocery store and they're a lot different, or like the different characteristics, how they walk or how they talk, you know?
Or dress, like how
they dress. Do we dress differently?
How the way they, the fashion,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think they wear so free. They can wear anything they want.
Mm-hmm.
Not like in my country, they have to, I don't know how to explain.
Kind of like a dress code or something, or is it, are there any specific styles in Vietnam that are really popular or anything?
I don't know how to explain.
Okay.
What do you like to do in your free time? Like, hobbies?
I play game and watch TV. Mm-hmm. Or sometimes I do the exercise.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, nice. Are you playing sports?
Mm-hmm.
Just for fun?
I play the sport, the Matthew Air, the Taekwondo, you know it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
I learn over there on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
That's
okay.
Fun.
So where is that you learn?
In Owasso.
Okay.
It's very fun.
It is fun.
Yeah.
It's far drive from here, isn't it?
But I work over there.
You work over there?
Okay.
So do you live around this campus?
Mm.
Or do you live kind of towards
Owasso? In Broken Arrow.
In Broken Arrow?
Yeah.
So you're driving all over the place.
Yeah.
Do you feel busier now here in Vietnam, or do you think you kind of have the same schedule as you had in Vietnam?
I think I'm busier here than Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
I have to work, study, and go home. I have to help my mom to cook.
Yeah.
Until about 10 or 11, I have the free time.
Do you enjoy that, or do you kind of wish it was simpler?
I think I enjoy that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like more laid back and slow, like with your the pace in Vietnam, like the things you had to do during the day. I guess you just go to school and then you got a job back in Vietnam?
No, in Vietnam, I quit the job for a long time.
Okay.
That's why I have many free time in Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
I just go, after go to school, I just do a little bit homework. And
mm-hmm.
I think half a day, I have free time. I go around and play game every day. That's so boring.
Nice.
So what was your previous education in Vietnam? So did you, like, what grades have you gone through, and did you have any secondary school, like college courses or anything like that?
I just graduated high school about 1 year, and I came here.
Oh, wow. Okay. So were these TCC classes your first college courses?
Yeah.
What did you think about them, difficulty-wise?
I still not go to the college yet, that's why I don't know how to...
compare it?
Yeah.
Okay. What about to high school?
High school? It takes me a lot of time. About the break 12. Mm-hmm. I have to do many the tests to go to the college.
Okay.
Because, it's difficult with me.
Mm-hmm.
So you said you watch TV. What do you like to watch? What are your favorite shows?
Sometimes about the science, discover something. Mm-hmm. Maybe some about the movie and the action movie, science fiction. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I like that genre. What about music, both in Vietnam and here? What are, do you listen to the same style of music or?
I think it's different.
It's different?
Yeah, because the music in Vietnam, they not, maybe the example, the teenager music, they just for the teenager.
Okay.
And adult people, they don't like to listen that. That's why they separate.
Okay.
But here, I think the music is interesting more.
Mm-hmm.
Many I saw many people, they maybe 50 or 40, they still listen about the pop music and teenager.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite genre here of music to listen to?
What the
like country or pop?
Yeah.
Or rap or
I like the pop music and country music.
Yeah.
Every time I ride a car, I turn it the country music.
Me too.
I need to listen to John Denver, Country Roads. That's what I tell him. What was your favorite food back in Vietnam? What was it called?
What the name of the food?
Mm-hmm.
Mm, the most I favorite is bún bò.
And what's that like?
That in a bowl in the rice noodle.
Mm-hmm.
You know rice noodle, right?
Mm-hmm.
They cook from the soup. They cook from beef and pound the beef. I want to cook it. And
sounds good so far.
Mm-hmm.
And the vegetable, they eat with the vegetable about what is called banana. You know banana.
Mm-hmm.
Flour.
Okay.
And bok choy. I think you don't know.
Probably not.
Bok choy.
What is that? Is that
vegetable?
A vegetable.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I eat with the beef. And maybe we put some hot sauce in there and eat.
You gotta put hot sauce in there, obviously.
The second one, I think, pho. You know it?
Mm-mm.
No. I have to try it.
Okay, so is there anywhere here that you can find that and try it?
Yeah.
Or do you have to make it? You can find it somewhere?
I can find it, but I think it's not delicious like in Vietnam.
It's not the same?
Yeah. And that's why my family cook it.
Okay.
At home, by themselves.
Okay. So do you think the Vietnamese food here is as authentic or as, is it the same as?
I think not the same.
Not the same?
What's your favorite restaurant here that you've been to? Mm.
The favorite? sushi, like in Owasso.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, okay.
Really like sushi.
Yeah,
sushi's good. So, how has social life been here at TCC? I mean, you're really involved in everything, so you probably have been able to meet quite a few people through your different activities, yeah?
Yeah, I can see some people, they different culture with me.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why I can learn something about them, about their culture in their country.
Mm-hmm.
And I can practice and not shy and more confident to talk with them.
Mm-hmm. So what about at TCC? Have you met any people through your classes or through any social events?
Can you detail that question a little bit?
Yes. So in your class, have you been able to become good friends with any of your classmates or other students?
I did talk with them, but not...
But not outside of school or anything like that? Huh?
So you said you were planning to major in engineering?
Yes.
So you like math?
Yeah, I like math. Like physics.
And physics?
Yes.
Physics is really hard for me. I tried to take it last year and it was really difficult.
Even in Vietnam, I really like the physics. But the chemistry,
you got it?
Yeah, chemistry, I don't like it.
You mix science from math and that's just not good.
I think it's really interesting though. Is there any reason that you are interested in going into engineering specifically?
Like for a job, you have a certain job that you want to go to?
I like to discover something new, that one, and fix something maybe broken, but
okay.
That's why I chose
to just be an engineer.
Yeah.
There you go.
There's a lot of different types, and yeah, so that's neat. I was gonna say, take anything.
So after you graduate college, you plan on just getting a job and stay here?
I still not plan about that yet, but maybe if I find a job
mm-hmm.
in another state, and we will go there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But so,
I really like the Oklahoma.
You do? So why did you choose Oklahoma?
Because my aunt, she lived here a long time.
Okay.
And I might have to go, came here first. Okay. Because my aunt, she lived here a long time.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I have to come here first and
okay.
prepare everything like English and go to the university. That's
mm-hmm.
why if I graduate, I can go over there.
Okay.
And another like state. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
So that's about it. Pretty much wraps it up.
Is there anything else?
You want to share it before we finish?
Sure.
Talk about? Is there anything else you want to talk about before we're done?
Maybe about TCC and your experience here. Like, what's been your favorite thing about being here?
The thing I think the most favorite is I can know many people from another country.
Mm-hmm.
I can know about their culture a lot
mm-hmm.
and feel something they different and something they similar like in my country. And they really nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good. Alright, well, that'll be it.
Is that it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and this is going to be stored in the Oklahoma State University Archives. And this concludes that interview.